The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Greetings, greetings. Greetings, friends, and thank you for your practice. So, this week we have been exploring the mind's body or the energy body, some aspects of it. There's so much more to explore, so much more to explore. A lifetime worth of practice is the material to explore. And yet, we've been exploring them this week together. And today I like to bring it all together and also share some more teachings. So as we started at the beginning of the week with the intention, setting our intention, why are we exploring this? And Anguttara Nikaya 4:45, the Buddha said, "The end of the world can never be reached by walking. However, without having reached the world's end, there is no release from suffering. I declare that it is in this fathom-long body, with its perceptions and thoughts, that there is the world, the origin of the world, the cessation of the world, and the path leading to the cessation of the world." So our exploration, of course, with the body, energy body, is for the purpose of awakening, path leading to awakening. So it's not just fun and games, even though at times it might appear so, especially with some of the teachings I'll share today, which might seem sound a little more esoteric, but actually it's what naturally arises. Then we explored together the different locations of paying attention to the breath on Tuesday. We did that at the abdomen, in the abdomen, chest, and nostrils, and the pros and cons of each of those, especially with relationship to the hindrances. On Wednesday, we explored a different way of paying attention that can actually lead to insight to not self, anatta. And we talked about the Bahiya Sutta, in the sensed, only the sensed being, in the sensation, only the sensation being known in and of itself in the body. There's no self needed. And again, there's so many layers to that teaching. If you feel like you've got it, great, and yet know that there's so many more layers to still know and explore. Yesterday, Thursday, we explored a sense of verticality in the energy body, as well as this bellowing in the orb and spaciousness, body without boundaries, completely expanded and spacious, and how that might feel, and also how that can be a support for practice of metta, for pervading kindness, and just really both physically connecting to the heart. It can be a lovely practice. And today in our practice, in the guided meditation, I led us through a body scan. And if you noticed, often body scans typically start from the feet or the head, ends of the body. But actually, I think it's, even though, yes, those are the ends of the body, seems, you know, makes sense. And yet, hands feel so much more sensation in our brain. There is a lot more area devoted to sensations of the hands. So it makes more sense, actually, with respect to neuroscience and knowing what we know about our bodies, to start with the hands, to really settle the sensations of the hands and then move to the rest of the body. So just a note there. And many, many ways to do body scan, many gifts that arise from it. And something that I was hoping would arise today with a sense of stability, sensing these sensations, the groundedness of the mind in the body. And again, different way of relating to the body, this mind's body, this energy body. I was hoping that at the end you would feel, you would sense, wow, so much sensations here, and their sense of calm, a different shift. It's hard, often hard to put these in words, but I'll just leave that for your own experience, exploration. There's so much to explore here. But one thing I do want to say in terms of the teaching I want to add today is that with mindfulness of the body, especially in different ways that we've been paying attention, and also different practices, samadhi, concentration, can arise. The sense of really the mind calming, collecting, becoming stable, stabilized. And also what are called jhanic factors can arise. So the particular jhanic factor, and there are five jhanic factors, I think I've talked about them before here when I've subbed for Gail before when I talked about concentration for the whole week. But today I want to talk specifically about the factor of what's called piti or rapture, because that's really one way that the energy body, the shifts and movements in the energy body really show up. And a lot of times for practitioners, when piti arises, piti translated both as rapture and also as joy, there are many different aspects to it. When a rapture, rapture can show up, piti, let me just call it piti because there's so many different ways that it can express. And practitioners often get surprised, like, whoa, what is that? And that's really the energy body or the mind's body shifting, moving different ways, as if energy channels are opening. So, gosh, very little time left, but very briefly, there are five different types of piti, and these are from the Visuddhimagga, Path of Purification teachings. So this is a practice manual, 1,000 pages long and deep. The first one is minor rapture, which can feel like hair standing on end. You might have had that experience in meditation. Or maybe tears flowing. And minor rapture actually occurs for some, not all practitioners, could happen in rare occasions. Some people might experience it regularly, and some not experience it at all. The second type is called momentary piti. And this can feel like insects crawling on your body, and I know that when I was a beginning meditator, I would open my eyes and look like, wait, something crawling? No, nothing. And over time I realized, oh, whenever that happens, it means my mind is getting really, really settled. Oh, then I would open my eyes. It's like, yeah, that's what that means. So it could feel like that. It could feel like maybe something, cobwebs brushing your face, or body jerks, movements of the body that are not intentional. It's like, wow, what is happening? And sometimes practitioners get spooked out. If this ever happens to you, do not get spooked out. It's just energy body opening and moving, and it will go through. It will be a phase. The channels will open, and then it will settle again. So just, there's so much about this body we don't know. So the third type is called showering or flood. It's like a showering piti. And it's a stronger, it's like it can be a stronger shock of electricity. Sometimes it can feel like, wow, electricity, bright lights, like bursting in the body, electricity, or waves breaking on the shore. And also sometimes it could be a lot of movement and people feel like they're being rocked back and forth, repeatedly being tossed about. And sometimes people can consider this blissful and not, and sometimes not blissful, actually, not pleasant. It's like, okay, enough already. And again, just letting it pass. The fourth type is uplifting joy or transporting piti, which is the mind can feel, the body feels fluffy, light, as if you're walking on air. And supposedly this is how yogis levitate. I haven't experienced or witnessed that, but supposedly this is the energy body that supports that. But you can actually, and I've experienced a lot of lightness, just like walking on clouds. This body is fluff. So again, different aspects of the energy body. And the last one is all-pervading piti, which the suttas talk about, especially with respect to the third jhana, which is pervading. And this one is actually this piti, this fifth kind, is very blissful, and it's joy, bliss radiating all over the body. It's an ecstatic feeling that doesn't leave any part, any cell of your body untouched. It's just completely drenched in this sense of bliss and joy of this kind of energy body shifting and moving. So I wanted to share these with you just in case they come up, but also don't want to share these with you to bring any sense of wanting, because I want to experience that. Well, if you practice, give your heart to the practice dedicatedly, and they will arise if they need to arise. It's not about fun and games. It's about awakening and being kinder, being more generous, being more more wise for our own benefit and others. And these are some aspects that can come up in our practice, because we all have bodies. We all have bodies. So thank you all for joining this week, for your practice, for your dedication, for your exploration. It's been a delight and joy to support you, to share these teachings that are dear to me, and I hope they've been supportive to you in your practice, in your awakening, in your life as service to yourself and to others, opening your heart, opening your mind to this amazing body of ours, this mind's body, the energy body. So thank you all, and let us dedicate the benefit, the goodness of our whole week of practice together to all beings everywhere, including ourselves, generously. May all beings, including ourselves, be free, be wise, be compassionate. Thank you all. Take good care.